You're listening to the Nuff Said podcast, real strategies for customer success.
Hey everyone, Chris here, co-founder of Nuff Said, and today I'm breaking from our normal interview format to talk about how customer success teams can better hire, retain, and promote Black leaders. We recently interviewed over a dozen CS professionals and published an article on the topic, which I'll link in the show notes. And in this episode, we'll share the key action items covered in that piece. So at Nuff Said, we're in a unique position to be able to meet many different CS leaders, and we noticed in the past 2 years how little ethnic diversity there is in top positions, despite how easy it is to hire diverse talent into our department. Unlike product, design, or engineering positions, which require deep technical expertise and years of specialized education, roles in customer success require more broadly available skill sets like relationship building, communication, adaptability, and empathy, which are available in all communities. So, how to do a better job? Our interviews surfaced 3 areas where companies can focus that'll help them hire, retain, and promote more Black members. 1, create an inclusive environment. 2, recruit and hire differently. And 3, develop and promote Black team members. We'll cover ideas on each area, but first, a note about vocabulary. Most people we interviewed preferred Black to describe the community because they said it's the most inclusive term. But here's a rule of thumb. If you're unsure of what someone identifies as, just simply ask them.
All right, let's start with 1, creating an inclusive environment. Too often companies focus on how to get more people in the door, but then pay less attention to what they're doing to include people after they're hired, which is arguably more important in creating a diverse workplace. Most companies should focus on helping their existing employees feel a sense of belonging before going to hire more people. Here are some actions you can take to create an inclusive workplace. First, make sure there are systems in place so team members can voice issues without a fear of consequence. Who do people go to talk to about their experiences? Be sure there are systems in place that allow team members to feel safe, heard, and know that something will be done when they talk about hard topics like microaggressions in the workplace. If their manager is the only person or place they can go to voice issues, you're not doing enough. Another way to create an inclusive environment is to sponsor an employee resource group, otherwise known as an ERG. ERGs bring people together to share their experiences, create connections, and they often work to tackle company-wide challenges. Leaders can support these groups in 2 notable ways, by helping ERGs get the senior leadership commitment they need, and by advocating for group members to be paid for their time and effort. A 3rd way to develop a culture of inclusion is to educate your team. Companies need to educate their employees at all levels about privilege, bias, microaggressions, and the value of building a diverse network. To help, consider third-party agencies for this type of education, or to take it a step further, look to hire agency owners from underrepresented backgrounds. And finally, create opportunities for Black employees to be visible. Oftentimes, companies do a lot of work to get candidates in the door, but then those people aren't visible within the org. They're not given opportunities to take the lead on projects or presentations. Managers at any level can look out for this and help hand off big projects, trainings, or speaking opportunities. Okay, 2, recruiting and hiring more Black employees. This takes a deliberate effort. We need to promote CS as an option for those just breaking into tech. Companies need to also build their presence in networks and communities to find candidates, and companies must shift their mindset from having broad diversity goals. If you're using terms like BIPOC and not being transparent about the breakdown of those groups, you risk meeting your goals by hiring one group, which in many companies, it's Asian or Indian employees, and missing the others. Note that there's a lot of existing research about reducing bias in the interview process. Some best practices include removing names and locations from candidates in the screening process, reviewing job descriptions for language, and doing a blind challenge early on. Here are some other tips on improving your hiring process. First, consider historically Black colleges and universities, also known as HBCUs. Companies doing DEI initiatives usually think about recruiting from HBCUs as an early step. 2 challenges to consider, though. CS is a relatively new field, so it's not a known option for most college grads, and companies usually send the DEI or HR person to job fairs. Instead, try sending a CSM or a CS manager from your team to job fairs. Talk about CS and the skills people can have and learn to be successful in a CS role. Note that many Black students attend PWIs, predominantly white institutions. Look into whether your company is finding those students when recruiting there. Number two, build your presence in other communities. CS leaders can get creative here. There are communities on Meetup, Slack, LinkedIn, Facebook, and more that are great places to find candidates for CS roles. A few other groups to look into include National Black Customer Success Professionals, Thrive Network, Success in Black, and Tech Ladies. Building your presence can mean giving presentations at these groups, participating in conversations, and partnering with the groups to promote career opportunities at your company. It's also worth mentioning the importance of hiring panels to consider Black professionals from other customer-facing backgrounds and industries outside of tech. For example, someone with retail experience might be great at customer success. This is a significant barrier for Black professionals to gain entry into CS. Often companies are looking for experience and recycle the same talent in the industry, which doesn't help recruit more Black professionals. And number three, slow down the hiring process. Hiring cycles move fast, but depending on a company's network, where they're posting jobs, and the level of effort they put into increasing diversity at the top of the funnel, it's often easy to come across white candidates first. So CS leaders should slow down the hiring process for two reasons. One, to review the hiring pipeline and make sure you're recruiting and interviewing Black candidates. And two, to allow more time for candidates to research and make a decision. Black employees will want to know about your environment to make sure it'll be a healthy place for them to grow. Lastly, be careful about hiring people from your past networks. It's tempting to hire people you trust and have worked with before, but it also creates an almost impossible to break cycle where people from non-traditional backgrounds aren't considered for leadership roles. The majority of CS leaders are white, and the people from their previous networks are often also white. How can we create change when new opportunities aren't created for talented people? Finally, number three is developing and promoting Black employees into leadership positions. An important piece of retaining anyone is giving them the opportunity to grow skills and be promoted. So beyond hiring, beyond creating an inclusive environment, how quickly do Black employees at your company get promoted compared to their white counterparts? Here are some ways CS teams can do a better job. They can develop clear career ladders and tie promotions, raises, and opportunities to those career ladders. Documenting expectations for career paths makes it clear what areas people can focus on to get to the next level. It takes some of the subjectivity out of who gets opportunities or raises. CS teams should also provide greater transparency around how much people earn in each role. CS can also do a better job of providing mentorship and sponsorship. Being a mentor is giving career advice and coaching. A sponsor is someone who calls out someone's hard work in meetings, mentions their name, and advocates for them to take opportunities. Both are important, and most managers are naturally good mentors. But people from underrepresented groups need sponsors to raise their names.
And that's a wrap for why CS has the best opportunity to hire, retain, and promote more Black leaders. Thanks for tuning in this week, everyone. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure you join the discussion on LinkedIn. I'll include a link in the show notes.
And that's it for this week's episode of Nuff Said. To learn more about NuffSed's proactive intelligence platform, you can visit NuffSed.com. That's NuffSaid.com. And you can follow NuffSed on LinkedIn. To tune in to more real customer success strategies, head over to your podcast platform of choice and make sure you're subscribed. Thanks for tuning in. NuffSed.